The Democratic Congressman's district is about 16,500 square miles, one of the nation's biggest, and Owens periodically holds meetings with constituents from across the region via phone. He began the forum with an update on his actions and activity in Washington.
Last week, we were in a district work period. I spent some time in Canada, specifically in Ottawa, as we continue to look towards Canada as an opportunity to grow jobs throughout the district. Tonight, I got an update on the Farm Bill. We also are obviously working towards resolving the continuing resolution, which expires on January 15th, and a need to address the debt ceiling again on February 7th. What I'm hopeful for, although I can't say optimistic, is that we will bring together a large enough piece of legislation that we can responsibly cut government spending, and we also need to make sure that there is some additional revenue coming in.
There were a wide range of questions during the hour-long forum. Several individuals expressed concerns about the federal budget, beginning with Nanette in Plattsburgh.
When you talk about raising revenues, that typically means more taxes. Where do you propose those revenues are going to come from?
Nanette, there's a couple of places where I think that that can happen. If we revise the Internal Revenue Code and make it simpler, which will enable us to lower rates, we will, I think, be able to raise some additional revenue.
In the wake of Veterans Day, some people focused on the military and veterans benefits, including Joseph, a caller from Carthage.
I'm a disabled veteran, and it's taken so long for the VA to get back on my claim. I just want to know why it should take so long when my doctor's already said I'm 100% disabled, can't go back to work, and it should take this long for my claim to go through.
This has been a problem with the VA for years, and certainly now that we have so many more veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan, their system is literally bogged down. Recently, there was some reports that they've done substantial work at cutting the backlog, but there is really no excuse for delaying any payments to any veteran.
Some constituents brought up the Affordable Care Act and politics in general. In the northwestern edge of the district, Nancy in Messina brought up an insurance issue that many people are worried about.
Congressman, could you tell me what you think Congress should do to address the issue of millions of Americans who have had their insurance policies canceled?
Nancy, there is actually a bill on the floor on Friday. I'm likely going to vote in favor of allowing people to keep their health care.
Our next question comes from Tom.
I was one of the ones that was notified by my insurance that my policy was being dropped. But using a state navigator, I had a very positive experience. I got better coverage. I'm also worried that Congress is going to try to undo the rollout of this Health Care Act.
I think that, unfortunately, this has been, to some extent, from a managerial standpoint, I think mishandled in terms of how the websites have gotten going. But I think once they do, I think there are many, many people out there like yourself who are going to want to sign up.
Our next question comes from Kathy in Glens Falls.
I am totally frustrated with both parties. I don't like how they don't want to work with anybody on the other side. I get so frustrated watching politicians.
Well, I have to tell you that I understand your frustration because I feel it.
The moderator asked participants to respond to two polls during the town hall. The first found that the most important issue to the callers was the economy, with reducing the debt and deficit and health care a secondary concern. The second poll asked callers what they feel is the most important issue for Congress to address over the next several months. 42% said the budget, followed by tax reform, the Farm Bill, and immigration reform. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.